And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. If you want to call in and ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 289-1520. I bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Next up in this hour, we've got a guest coming on who's going to help us to communicate better. But to set this up, tell us, what do these people have in common? Indira Nuri at PepsiCo, Ursula Burns at Xerox, Angela Bray at WellPoint, Irene Rosenfeld at Kraft Foods, Michelle Gass at Starbucks, Beth Comstock at GE, and Virginia Rompty at IBM. Well, you guess they're all women, and they're all women in positions of power in key major U.S. corporations. And women are rising to key positions in business all around the company, and that's not going to change anytime soon. It's less clear, however, the interaction between men and women in the workplace and how that resolves itself. Much of it revolves around the different communicating styles of both men and women. To help us make sense of these differences, my next guest is a former trainer of hostage negotiators for the FBI. Talk about a job that requires getting somebody's attention to make him or her listen. He'll share communication skills and techniques based on what he learned in life and death situations. Mastering these skills will accelerate your career. Dr. Mark Goulston is a psychiatrist, a consultant, a business coach, and author of the book Just Listen, Discover the Secrets of Getting Through to Just About Anybody. The Consumer Research Council of America named him one of America's top psychiatrists in 2009, 2005, and 2004. He writes a leadership column for Fast Company, and he writes the Solve Anything with Dr. Mark career advice column for the Tribune Media Services, which you can read every Sunday in our own Los Angeles Times. Joining us from Southern California, hi Mark, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks for being our subject matter expert on this. Now, let's start with effective communications, because one of the keys to effective communications is actively listening to what the other person is saying. Women appear to be better at this than men. Men want to rush to a solution, whereas women really want to learn more about the problem. This presents a real challenge in the workplace, particularly for powerful women who rise to the top of their professions. So break it down for us. In the workplace, what do women need to know about men's communicating styles, and what do men need to know about women's communicating styles?
Well, one of the things that frustrates most women is when they see men wasting time. And one of the reasons women are so frustrated by it is that women are often very duty-bound to multiple roles. They are not just people in the workplace. They are mothers. They are daughters. They are sisters. They are friends. And their wives. And all of those compete for time. None of them compete for importance. You know, being a wife is the most important wife they can be. Being a mother is the most important mother they can be. And so what happens is often when they enter into a situation where men seem to be bantering, actually saying some off-color jokes, often women aren't really ticked off. They just want to get down to the business because they then have to make a call to take care of their aging parent or their child or arrange something at school. But often men will see them as stern and see them as being the B word. And what can help, because I'm working primarily with executive women about how to make it up into the C-suite, is when I share with them that what's going on in most men in those situations are several things. One of the reasons that men banter and tease each other is because men are terrible at confronting other men. The reason for that is men really have a fear that that if you confront someone in the wrong way, that man may go back to his cubicle, come back with a gun, and shoot everyone. It's a primal kind of thing that women just don't appreciate. Also, when you tease someone coming in as a man saying, hey, look who's on time, it's a way of being able to communicate something you're upset about in a teasing way that might get the point across. And so a lot of women don't understand that. Also, men will often say a number of these sexist, silly, offensive comments. But one of the things that women need to realize is that men really don't trust anyone, and they don't trust each other. And a lot of men engage in different ways to deal with stress that they wouldn't want the woman in the room to know, they wouldn't want the man to know, they wouldn't want their mother to know, they wouldn't want their wife to know. and it's kind of universal. And so what's happening is men are letting off steam just so that they can become centered. And if a woman knew that, I don't know that she would like it, but I think she'd be less frustrated.
She might be accepting of it. Well, Mark, I want to hit the pause button and go back to something that you said earlier about men not being confrontational, using sort of that backhanded example that you used about, oh, you're on time now for a change. You know, you're a psychiatrist. That, to me, sounds like passive-aggressive behavior. So talk to me about the difference between passive-aggressive behavior and this sort of indirect aggressiveness.
Well, no, I think it is a passive-aggressive thing when you tease someone, and I think part of the reason is that women have the ability to verbally get frustrations out, and it can escalate, but rarely does it lead to war or violence in the way it does with men. What happens with men is men are creatures of action, and although they can sometimes get the words out, it can, if one or the other is getting ticked off, it can quickly cross over into action. There's actually something inside of our brains called an amygdala, which is in the middle of our emotional brain, and there's a term called an amygdala hijack, which means that when that part of your brain gets overloaded, you cannot access thinking clearly, and you go into becoming very emotional and accessing your lowest brain, which is your reptile brain, which is all about fight or flight, whereas women have more access to being verbal, and so they can escalate in a way that men can't stand, but they don't necessarily resort to violence.
An interesting dichotomy. Our guest is Mark Goulston, author of the book Just Listen. Now, Mark, a lot of what you've said about men, some of it is new, and certainly women don't know all of what you've just said, but don't women intuitively, or at least culturally, know men's deepest, darkest secrets about the banter, the small talk, even in engaging in trivial conversation?
Well, I think they know that. But I think what happens is that women and men, one of the greatest problems in corporate life and probably in personal life is when they get baited, they take the bait and escalate. So I think my coaching and counsel to women is when you make a list of all the personalities, and not just the men, but some of the very difficult women that you know trigger you, and when you're going to be with them, hold something back and just expect that at any moment that you're pushing them to do something they don't want to do, or they're about to start pushing something they want you to do and won't take no for an answer, just expect them to have no problem with pushing you to the edge of a cliff, and they're flirting at being on the edge while you're just trying to keep a lid on the fact that even though you're calm and decent, the next thing out of their mouth you're going to want to cram down their mouth. So just know who those people are ahead of time, and they're the ones whose name puts a knot in your stomach, and then hold something back. And I think when we come back after the break, we can talk about, so what do you do then after they've done their best to really, shall we say, push you into your rage? Because that's what all difficult people do. They charm you, they frustrate you, they anger you, and then they push you into your rage.
No,
and you're using all your energy to keep that rage from coming out in a way that you feel out of control.
My guest is Mark Goulston, and that's right, Mark. I want to move after the break into solutions. We know what the problem is. We'll come to solutions.
Come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love it.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to News Talk 1520 KVTA. My special guest is Mark Goulston, author of the book Just Listen, and we are talking about the differences in communication style between men and women in the workplace. If you have a question or if you want to ask something of Mark, you can give us a call at 289-1520. Mark, before we went away to traffic, we were talking about let's move to some solutions. Okay, we know the difference in the styles between men and women now. Give us some solutions, some things that we can take away and use tomorrow in the workplace that will make us better, make us more effective at our jobs.
Well, I think what we're talking about is how do you deal with the people who push into you, who bait you, who try to manipulate you, who basically take you from your calmness into your frustration, your anger, and then your rage. And once you're into your rage, just keeping a lid on it will cause them to have you, and you will just try and appease them. So know those people. When they're starting to do that, rather than looking away, which makes them feel you're afraid of them, look them in the eye, not in an angry way, and let them finish. And there's a bunch of things, and I talk about this in my book, Just Listen, and that chapter on toxic people is probably the most favorite one of most people. But let them finish what they're saying, and the simplest thing is to look at them, look puzzled, and say, huh? And then that's going to give them a signal they didn't get to you. Another thing you can say is you look at them because they've used hyperbole, and you can say, do you really believe what you just said? And often they will back up, and as they back up, you can start to delight because you'll see that it's backfired. And they might say, well, I was just frustrated, and one of my, since I always was afraid of bullies, one of my latest dictums is get even plus 10%. I don't start fights, but when someone starts one with me, it's get even plus 10%. So if I was employing that thing, do you really believe that? And they start to get defensive. I say, well, no, wait a minute. You use the word never and always, so clearly that's what you believe. And if that's what you believe, we have a much bigger problem about what we're talking about. We got to get to the bottom of this because, you know, never means 100%, never the time, and always means 100%. So, boy, if you're holding on to that, we really got to get this figured out, and you'll see they will just, they won't know what to do. The other thing, one of my favorites, is when they've really think they're being articulate and making their case and really being convincing, look them in the eye, let them finish, and then say, my mind wandered the last 4 minutes. Can you repeat everything you said? Because it sounded very important to you. They will go nuts.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Mark Goulston, author of the book, Just Listen. Mark, you've got some great practical advice, and you have even more advice in the book, Just Listen. If people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can go to Amazon. My book's been number one in China, Germany, and six Kindle categories. Or visit me at markgoulston.com, markgoulston.com. Sign up for my free newsletter, which is somewhere between irreverent and inappropriate.
All right. And remember, you can also see his column in the Los Angeles Times business section on Sundays if you want to get more of Mark's teachings as well. Mark, thank you so much for being our special guest here on the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520. We'll talk to you down the road.
You didn't bait me once. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.